and rebates 0% in lieu of customer cash.
You're cruising down the highway and don't want to stop for gas. BP gasoline with Invigorate can help you keep on going, because it can help your car get a few more miles per tank when compared to low detergent gas. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, so you can go a little farther between fill-ups. So blow by that exit. You've got driving to do. BP gasoline with Invigorate. Go a little farther.
Protect your engine like never before with Shell nitrogen-enriched gasolines. Now with 20% more cleaning agents. No other gasoline protects better.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Okay.
Gold dust at my feet.
Nice attitude, Lauren.
Nobody's listening.
Really?
That's a real good attitude to have.
That's a lie.
Even if it's true, you shouldn't tell everybody. Good afternoon. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. I stopped on the way in here, and I went through a drive-thru, and I got myself a hamburger. Only one. I'm trying to cut down.
Uh-huh.
Did you go last night, too?
No, but that was two nights ago, and after we talked about it, I went right to Steak and Shake. No, I did. We talked about that in White Castle, so I went to Steak and Shake. But today for lunch, I had this one burger, and the guy at the window did something that I thought was very funny, but a different customer might have complained to his boss. You know how the same little sort of funny line is taken differently by different people? I ordered this burger, and it only shows it as a cheeseburger. And I said, I'm not real familiar with this, but I don't come here a lot.
Cheese.
That's right, Red Boy. I said, can I get this without the cheese? He said, oh, no, we can't do that. And I said, really? He said, I'm just kidding. Of course we could take the cheese. And I thought, well, that's funny.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty funny.
Really? You know what? You didn't want cheese on?
No, I don't like
it. I don't get cheese on mine normally.
Oh,
but here's the deal.
I can't eat a burger
but
without
it's Steak
cheese.
And Shake. I have to have the cheese. It's the only one.
It's different. I get cheese on Steak and Shake, too.
You and I should be married.
Isn't that weird?
Wow. And I have to have cheese on
burger. And the White Castle has to have cheese. But every other burger, when I order a burger, it's always the same way. I just want a hamburger. No cheese.
And don't you get onion
mustard,
on it?
Onion, and dill pickle. Yeah. That's what I want. So when he said, oh, no, we can't take the cheese off, I said, you can't? Oh, I'm just kidding. And I got to thinking about it. I thought, now a different customer could very possibly have thought, why, that little smart aleck?
Yeah, disrespectful.
Let me talk to your boss. This young man said they couldn't take the cheese off, and then he was only joking. That's just, I guess you just got to... You throw it out there and you hope the right person catches it the right way, I guess. We have a lot of things to talk about today. We're going to tell some stories and you're going to tell us some stories. It's going to be fun. And Thursday is always a little bit loose. We do have Dawn Meadows-Dixon and Bill Cleveland. Other than that, it's just let's talk to each other. And we'll start it with the Burke segment if we have any, because I certainly have two or three things that
too.
We could go forever about. You and I are like twins.
Man.
Yeah.
Aww.
Meet me in the compatibility room.
At
6 o'clock after
room.
The show. Yeah. What do you have?
Okay, I have a few things here. First of all, I saw a video online of the facelift in a jar. Have you seen this?
No.
Yes.
You did?
Facelift in a jar.
It's
I've heard of it.
Kind of interesting. I think it would probably bug the heck out of me.
First of all, you don't need it.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
No.
Okay, you know how I always go, if I had a facelift or something, you look younger, you pull your face back.
Oh, women do that all the time.
Yeah, but it never looks good, though.
Well, not that as far back where your eyes are like slits, but just enough to pull your chin up a little bit, and it stretches out the folds on the side of your mouth.
I think what you mean, your eyes are like Falstaff, not slits.
Okay, but this lady, she wanted to get one, too, before her son's wedding, but it was about $5,000, so she invented this thing where you kind of take a couple of some hair right near your ear on each side, and she, in the video, she braids it so it's a little thicker, and there's these clips, and on each, what's holding the clip together is a tight band of elastic, and you put that kind of under your hair, so you clip behind your head both of these clips, and it pulls your
face. So you're using
back.
Your hair to pull your skin back.
Yes.
It's not, at night, if you take it off, your face goes
as soon as
back.
You take it off, your face goes back down.
I wonder if that makes your, when you put it back down, though,
I'm thinking,
face hang lower.
I think you're stretching your skin so that when you take the clips out, the face falls.
I think it might be worked the other way,
just
but it's $25.
I like the natural look.
Let me repeat, you don't need it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Secondly, you know, every time, it, not every time, but
every time often, it rains, pennies from heaven.
Can that be it? Pennies from heaven. Find our pockets empty on every payday. I think I have different words because I had to sing it for a singing telegram thing. But
you did singing telegram?
Yes.
We hold that thought for later because we haven't talked about that.
Paper towel dispensers. Now, I'd much rather have a paper towel dispenser than the stupid blower, although some of the blowers now, you put your hand under there and the skin kind of blows off to the side because they're so hard. You know what I'm talking about?
There's one called the Accelerator.
Yeah, and it's like... And
it's like a jet engine. It's like somebody hung a jet engine on the wall of the bathroom.
Right, but I'd still rather have a towel. But, you know, they've gone from the towel that, remember that horrible cloth thing that you pulled down and it kind of went in a circle?
Right.
And now... I just thought the ones where you waved your hand in front and it comes down, I thought that was like the high tech. Now at the theater, they have one and it has a hole and it says touch. And you just put your finger in the little hole, you go, doop, and the paper towel comes down.
Why is that different from waving your hand in front?
I don't know. It's kind of cool, though.
But it's the same thing. It's a motion sensor.
Probably.
It's just a hole instead of a little...
Well, you know, you have to actually touch it. You have to tap it. And then it comes down.
That's a great story.
Yeah. Then your fingers get dirty.
What's wrong with the towels that just come out of the little hole and you pull them down and throw them away?
All right. 3 days ago, I'm in a place. I go in the restroom, and I'm not making this up, and I'm embarrassed to say that I did this, but I'm the guy who hit my own golf balls at the driving range.
Yes.
Okay, when I was learning to play golf. I stood in front of this paper towel machine, and I'm waving my hand, and nothing's happening. I'm waving. No. There's a lever.
It was
a lever. It's one of those where you push the lever. It wasn't an active...
I hate the lever ones. What I do with the lever, I do the lever thing first, so the towel's hanging down, then I wash my hands, then I rip the paper off, so I don't have to touch the lever with my clean hands. And then I open the door, and then I throw my paper away.
I love those Dyson ones. Have you seen those where you stick your hands in straight up and down? Those things are cool.
Okay, I'm sorry we interrupted.
And the last thing is, this has always been one of my favorite things to do, and now that, you know, I have a 10-year-old granddaughter, so I still get to do it.
Is this the Monica Lewinsky?
No. Oh. I have a 10-year-old granddaughter.
Okay, that's another thing you like to do.
Shopping for school supplies. It's so much fun. It's like going to an
something
office.
Wrong with
Don't you love going to office supply places? They have all the little boxes of crayons and markers and pencils and
pens.
That
was torture for me because I knew school was coming.
I love it. So I'm so excited.
Well, you
this
love
is
it because you're not
year
going
in
to school.
I got
you
to,
like.
I used to like it when I went to school.
You love school.
Buying
all
the cool stuff and then you get a new backpack and you put it. It's like getting a new purse. And you find all the little pockets and you're like, ooh, and you put stuff in there.
I will admit the first week of school, all your stuff is new. Mm-hmm. The erasers are new.
Trapper Keeper.
Yeah. You didn't like going to the store and picking out the new boxes of
red
pens
and blue
pens.
I like having the stuff, but I
like
picking it out because I didn't know what to buy. It's like I was afraid I'd get to school with the wrong stuff because inevitably you go back and the teacher goes, no, I said protractor.
Yeah.
Compass and protractor, not this.
But what's still weird is that you still can't have a Trapper Keeper, which I guess is only because it doesn't fit in a locker or in a desk. And now they say no backpacks with wheels. They know what
kids have, like suitcase ones.
Well, then you got too much stuff as a student if you have to have wheels.
You should see the size of the books that these kids have to carry. They're huge and
but
they're heavy.
I did notice on my granddaughter's list, because you can go online now and get a list, or you go to Target or Walmart or any of those. They have shelves or something with the school lists in them from different schools. So you know what to buy. Right. But on hers, it says, do not put your name on anything because a lot of it will be going in a big, giant. They're going to put it all together and share it all. It's like, well, I don't want her to share all this stuff. But she has to, have to share.
You know that I was in a pretty good mood. And what you've done, you've brought back
school.
Horrible memories of going to school. Mm. I cannot tell you how much I hated school.
I did
and
too.
Now what you've done is now I'm starting to think about
me
it.
Me too. I'm in a horrible mood.
Going to school.
But thank you. Don't have to go.
And you get to see what class you're in and who's in your class.
Oh, my goodness.
What you're going to wear on the first day.
I think girls like
everything
school.
You mentioned was something that made my stomach hurt.
Yes. I did. I had a stomach ache every morning.
Thank you.
Yes.
I did
was the same way.
No. I had a stomach ache every day. I hated school.
My daughter goes back to school August 16th.
Always felt out of place.
Gracie goes the 15th.
I never felt like I was part of anything. I didn't. I wasn't a cool kid. I wasn't an athlete. I was insecure and low self. I mean, I just everything about it. Just,
I have nightmares about it. Was going to school and not knowing where all the classrooms were, and I'm looking for my schedule that said what class is in which classroom, and
right,
I'm
I've had
struggling
that
too. And
the
just
class
awful.
Is going
everybody
on, and then you get
dream.
There
awful.
and you don't know anything, and there's a test, and you're like, I haven't even read anything. I don't have a book.
That's not a dream. That was my school life.
Yes, me too.
But
homework.
There's millions of kids.
I was
it's
the
so
worst.
I never did homework any day at home 4 years of high school.
And I would always put it off. And then as soon as I was about ready to do my homework, something came on TV that I wanted to see. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, it's 10 o'clock, time for bed. I'll get up at 5.
I planned it where I could do my homework that the day of in different classes. Like if I had a class later, I do my homework from the previous night that day.
Wow.
You know,
and
yeah,
you went
it was
to
awful.
Catholic high school. I would think they're a little stricter.
My grades were
hear
horrible.
The short version of one of the world's greatest cram for a test, stay up all night stories.
Sure.
Physics, which I hated because I was too stupid to be in physics anyway. We had a physics test. I knew that I wasn't going to pass it. But for some reason, you think, well, if I stay up all night and I cram. But you don't really see. When I studied, I never knew what out of the book to remember.
Yeah.
What, is this going to be on the test? Is this, which of this should I retain? How are you supposed to know that?
And then I'd start reading, and then halfway down the page, I'd
couldn't
realize,
remember what you read.
Yeah, I was totally spaced out where I wasn't retaining.
I'm going to brag here for a second because I would never take physics. I didn't have to.
Yeah.
But my son took honors physics and got an A.
Well, that makes
is that crazy?
Good. Yeah.
I don't know where he got it. It's not
physics
normal.
Test scheduled. First thing the next morning, I'm not a coffee drinker, but I...
In high school?
Yeah.
Did anybody drink coffee?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But
really?
I did this night because I wanted to stay up. I also went to the drugstore and bought no-do. So I took no-dos and I drank coffee, and I stayed up all night and didn't get 1 minute of sleep. Took a shower, went to school, go into physics class. This is a true story. And this is, by the way, is the test that would determine whether or not I failed or passed, because my grades were horrible. I needed to really pass this test. The next thing I remember is the teacher hitting me on the shoulder.
He crashed.
I slept through the entire test. He hit me on the shoulder, and he said, wake up. And I looked up, and he said, congratulations. He said, you slept through the entire test. And I looked down at my test papers.
Do you have your name?
Was it drool all
I
over
just,
it?
I had put my name in, and then I just, my head fell down, and I just...
Hit the wall.
And I said, why didn't you wake me up? He said, I'm not your mother. That's what he said to me. He said, that's not my job. He said, what'd you do, stay up all night thinking? I said, yeah. He said, well, it really paid off, didn't it? He said, let me just go ahead and grade this for you now. And he took the blank, no answers, and put a big F on it. And he said, you failed. You can go now. Stay up for nothing.
And he never let you make it up?
No. Oh, man. No, he didn't.
That's just
anything
mean.
Else for the Burke segment?
No, that's all for me.
Anybody else?
I got a couple things.
All right, this is our control board operator. He's a graduate of the Control Board Operators Institute of America.
Yes.
He has a master's degree in control board operation and manipulation and interrogation, and that makes no sense, but he has that degree. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much. I know I mentioned yesterday I was in my car before work and at a gas station. I heard this loud pop that sounded like a gunshot.
Good story.
Yes. Well, I found out last night what it was. It was a can of soda in the back seat. the top just
blew up.
Blew.
Did soda
come out?
I think it was in a plastic bag, so I think the bag held most of it. But
heat.
Yeah,
just
it was.
Heat.
Oh man, yeah. Second thing, I know I've given some of these household tips before. You know, hints from.
You're like Heloise.
Yes. Well, I found another list with some good hints on here.
All right, get a pen and paper, everybody. Yes. Pull over.
All right. The first one, the shower head. You know how it gets all the residue where the water won't come out of those holes anymore?
Right.
You get a baggie, fill it with vinegar. You do a little zip tie on it, leave it overnight. It'll clear
it
all the holes.
Dissolves the stuff.
Up. Yeah.
You don't have to get a wrench, take the thing apart.
How about that?
Wow. Good.
Second one is, have you ever tried to get a big bucket in like the bathroom sink or whatever and it won't fit in there, right?
Right.
No. You can take a clean dustpan, put the dustpan in there and turn the water on. The water will filter out through the handle, go right into over the ledge of the sink.
Good one.
Yeah, how about that?
It's a deflector. It channels the water.
Yes. Another one, you can use little toilet paper rolls.
I know what you can use for.
Yes, that's one. Yeah. That's one. But you cut it like a little cuff, and you can wrap it around wrapping paper.
Put your wiener on it?
Wrapping paper, and it'll hold the tube of wrapping paper.
You put it
together.
Over the end of it.
Yeah, like a little cuff. It'll hold, instead of the paper all raveling out.
Great idea.
Let me see. What's the other one?
Kind of like Mr. Wizard.
Yes. You could put a rubber band around a bucket of paint. So that'll let you wipe off the excess paint so you don't have to get it on the side of the can or whatever, where it, you know, how most of the time you take the brush out and kind of wipe it on
right.
the edges and it all
runs
drips down
the
everything.
Side.
A it's rubber a great, band right over
great
the middle.
Idea.
Let me see. A shoe, you know, those plastic shoe things, holders, where mm-hmm. it's got all the sleeves you can put on the back of a door.
Right.
You can put household cleaners on there hanging in like the pantry of the kitchen.
Listen to this guy.
Yeah. How about that? A can opener will open some of those blister packs that are sealed real tight. Just take the can opener around the edge.
Oh, I bet it would.
Yeah. That'll cut that. Let me see. I know
man, some of those blister packs. Are impossible to
yes,
open.
Yes.
Hard plastic ones.
You can make little dust pans out of like a gallon of milk. You cut the handle part and part of the side of the milk
I've
container.
I've done it.
And that becomes a little dust pan.
I've done it.
Have you?
Becomes a scoop with its own handle.
Let me see. I think that's it. I think I've covered all the other ones. I know.
Wow.
Yeah. But there you go.
Anybody else?
Hints.
Nothing else? Nothing. Phones are ringing. We'll take a couple of quick calls, then we'll take a break. I will tell when we come back. I got an email from a guy, and he said, you said you would retell the story about the afternoon in 1970.
The plane crash?
Yeah, 73. It was July 23rd. 3 days ago, there was an article about the Ozark Airlines crash on that date, and the anniversary date was the 23rd, 3 days ago, and I said I had a really true and kind of creepy story about that, and it involves my mother and this weird ability she had, this ESP, and I don't want to get into the debate, but if you listen to the show at all, you know how I feel about psychics. First of all, there are no psychics, and nobody has ever yet been able to argue that there are. There aren't, but there is extrasensory perception. There are people who get a feeling. They can tell you something is going to happen, but they don't get specific about it. But
and they don't have control over it.
They don't have control over it. And what facts they do give you, when you put them all together after the event happens, your hair stands up on end because it's so creepy that they had so many elements of what happened. And that's the story with the Ozark Airlines crash. So we'll do that when we come back, too. We're going to take a couple of quick calls. I will give you the numbers so you have them to reference when we take calls again after the break, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. It must be Ladies' Day. Look at the women on the phone. Let's talk to Debbie real quickly. Hello, Debbie.
Hi. I'm AM and PM.
Well, thank you.
Hallelujah. I wanted to talk to Tina.
Tina, it's for you.
Hi. Hi. I usually agree with everything that you say. And,
wow.
I met you in Alton, and we talked about the Cinderella movie.
Oh, yeah.
I pretend to agree with her to get sex. It hasn't worked yet.
Yeah, I don't have to do that. Uh-huh. Okay. But I saw one of those paper towel things where it said to touch the button to get the towel. And I was mad because I thought this whole thing is about germs and touchless, so that you don't have to touch somewhere somebody else did. So you wash your hands, you get touch with soap, touch with water, and then you have to touch something to get a paper towel.
Although, Debbie, when, by the time they touch it, they've just washed their hands.
Yeah, see, that's the good part.
Yeah, but no, but see, the thing is, the ones I'm talking about, it's a hole in the front of the machine.
I've seen that.
And you touch that, but that's the paper towel you're using. Another paper towel drops down after that, and it doesn't come all the way out until the next person touches it. So I'm not touching yours. I'm touching the one that comes down that I throw away.
So it's actually the paper towel inside that little
right,
hole.
Right, the paper towel.
So you, she didn't, Tina didn't, well, she didn't make that very clear. I didn't get that part either. So she'll be punished as soon as the show's over.
Sorry, Debbie. Okay.
Debbie, you sound like a nice person. Are you a nice person?
I'm a very nice person.
I have such a good read on people.
Yeah,
I really do.
She's the one that loves the Cinderella that I do, that Rogers and Hammerstein.
Yeah.
Debbie, thank you for the call.
Well, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Ooh.
Why wouldn't we listen to her? She called.
Right.
Does she have a radio show?
I don't. Maybe she does. Maybe that's what she meant. She thinks we listen to the Debbie show.
Huh.
This is Susan. Then
Debbie
we'll get to. We'll get out of business after we talk to Susan. Hello, Susan.
Hi. I'm in the PM.
That's
too.
Good to know.
I called before, but I was driving home from Kansas Sunday, and it's an 8-hour drive from where I was. But the point is, I was just east of Columbia, Missouri, and stopped at one of the rest areas so I could walk around. I ended up going in the ladies' room because a whole bunch of other ladies went in. And when I came out, it was like looking for the sink, and I didn't see a sink. And the girl says to me, just walk over there and stick your hands in that hole in the wall. And there's three holes kind of lined with, like, marble. You put your hands in, the water comes out nice and warm. The soap comes out on your hands, you wash your hands, it rinses it off, and then the air dryer comes on.
All in the same,
same hole?
I've
all
seen
in
those.
The same place. It was absolutely, I mean, talk about sanitary.
Wow.
Oh, isn't that cool?
I've not seen
it. I have those down on in St. Charles on the riverfront.
That's weird, though, the holes in the wall, though. You can't see where any of this is coming out.
No, I know. It is weird.
Well, how
it?
Do you know if you're the only one in there to put your hand in there? Maybe it's like a trap.
How do you know somebody's not spitting on your hand?
Does it say insert hands for washing? Does it say that?
I didn't see anything because, I mean, I must have looked stupid just looking around. When
well, that's said, being pretty trusting to stick your hand in.
Yeah.
Well, she had her hands in her hole in the wall.
Okay.
She had to finish
so
that.
So I followed.
Well, we'll have to watch for those.
Yeah. Right. No, it's really cool, and I thought how efficient it was because when it's done, you're done, and you don't waste a lot of water, soap, and whatever.
Right. There's no soap dripping all over stuff and no paper towels to throw
and
away.
And the floor's not wet. It was really nice.
That's about as sanitary as it gets, I guess.
Yeah.
All right,
anyway,
Susan,
that's my story.
Call anytime.
Anyway.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Here's a guy who can call anytime, and he knows it. John Londoff, and he does call just about any time. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Well, I'm good today. I'm good because I got a couple of really good stories to tell, and I'm in a good mood when I know I have a good story.
Oh, that's great.
Just like you're probably in a good mood if you know that just before you got there, you got a shipment of something you were short on.
Or a big client, the customer's coming in.
Or you got an appointment with somebody and their family members have bought 8 cars from
fleet.
You. That's got to put you in a good mood.
Oh, I'm always in a good mood, Frank. We've talked about this before. I'm always in a good mood. Yeah, we just got our two of our very first Chevy Sonic, Spark. The Chevy Spark came in today.
I'm not familiar with it.
I saw the picture on your Facebook page today of one of them.
And what is this Spark? What is that?
It's a small car, entry for Chevrolet.
Smaller than a Sonic?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes.
Really? So it's a sub
like a spark plug.
Yeah.
That's really right. You're right, Tina.
Is it a two-seater or?
No, it's a four-seater.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's a great little car. So, yeah, we're excited about that. We're excited about a lot of things. It's cool. We could sure use some rain.
I had 3 drops of rain on my windshield today. I counted them. 3. That was it.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
And the cloud blew over. Yeah.
I mean, you drive and you're looking at the grass and the trees and everything is just...
Hey, Peon just showed me a picture of the Spark. This is a really neat-looking little car.
So I'm talking about the weather... And let's talk about the Spark.
And you know what I just did? think about what I just did. I diverted the conversation back to your bread and butter.
Yeah, what we should be talking about, not the weather.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be easy for me to sit here and chit-chat about all kinds of other things. But deep down, what am I thinking about? Let's sell some cars.
we know what, we need to sell some cars.
Okay.
Had an unbelievable day yesterday. I cannot tell you how many AM and the PM customers were in, listeners were in yesterday buying cars. And, I mean, we have over a thousand new and pre-owned vehicles in stock. If you come up here, just look around, you'll see, you know, they've got some great inventory. Chevy's just got some tremendous product. And, you know, we need to sell it. The city of Florissant, they said we have way too many cars on our driveway. So we need to move them out so we get some great deals, great specials. Chevy Cruze for only $15,900. Malibu's for only $17,900. And Impala's at $19,900.
I saw you on TV this morning, by the way. In your black shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a...
And?
It's right there in the showroom.
Yeah.
Well, I just...
Where else am I going to go do it?
You know, I don't know. I know there were a couple of cars that popped up on the screen and prices, but what jumped out at me was toward the end when you said, are you kidding me?
Oh, he did? Yeah. I was going to ask.
He throws that in.
Oh, yeah.
It's your signature line. You got to have it.
You don't say you're sitting down on your TV commercial.
Are you sitting down? Are you kidding me? You know, a whole commercial of questions.
I can't do that.
Are you sitting down? Are you kidding me? And we'll come up with some other questions. No, I think it, how do you track whether or not the TV works for you? It's a serious question.
Well, for example, in February, when we did the Cupid with my big head on Cupid's body with the bow and arrow.
I missed that.
Yeah, I did too.
In diapers?
Well, think about this. You spent all that money. Peon didn't see it. I didn't see it. Did you see it, too?
I never saw it.
Did you see it?
I did not see it. Are
there any pictures of just that, your head on the Cupid's body?
I can email it to you, but that wasn't February. You all might have forgot by now.
I got an idea. Why don't you get on a flying
what
carpet
did we forget?
With the arch in the background?
What did we forget?
It's not being used anymore.
I forgot that you saw it.
Oh, I think we would have remembered.
I think we remember your head on Cupid's body.
I didn't see that.
That wouldn't escape us, no. I think that TV just doesn't work. I think radio's really good.
Well, I do agree that this radio really, really works.
Well, here, think about this. We had a guy on earlier on the Vic Percelli and Trisha show, and he was talking about people on the TV ads, how people now record shows, and they just zip right by. Nobody's going to be zipping through anything here.
Nope.
This show is live, and most people, in fact, like 99% of people, listen to it live. I don't even know if anybody records radio.
Not much
and
anymore,
And skips through the commercials, so our commercials hit them. They hear them. Good to know when you're comparing, you know, TV to radio. Now, the disadvantage here is that on radio, people cannot see your movie star looks.
Right.
They don't get that extra, you know, benefit.
They just get to hear your voice,
right.
Your great voice.
Right.
Yeah.
They have to imagine what you look like. I'm done now.
They see me on TV all the time.
Well, not all the time. You went for quite a while when you didn't do TV.
No, I didn't want to do TV at all.
And then somebody forced you?
Nobody forced me to do anything. It's just
they're giving it away.
They came up with a very, very great offer.
Right? They're giving it away. That's sad. Really, it is.
Yeah.
What does that tell you? But enough about that.
Maybe you could follow suit.
No. No, that's not going to happen. I think anything that works
should be a freebie once in a while. You know, a little bone.
Well, I can certainly handle the little bone.
You can certainly handle the little bone part.
I've been known to throw the little bone out on occasion. Of course, we can always do that. We need a phone number.
The phone number here, Johnny Londop Chevrolet, 1375 Dunn Road. It's 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. And you know where we're located?
Yes, I do. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, even though the sign says Elizabeth Washington. Nobody really knows when or why we started calling it the Washington Elizabeth exit, because it's actually reversed. But yes, we know exactly where it is, where it's been for over 60 years.
Correct. I mean, this is, it flows better. Washington, Elizabeth.
It really does.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, Washington.
Didn't they just change that sign recently? Wasn't it always Washington, Elizabeth on the road sign?
I'm almost positive it's always been Washington Elizabeth. So we'll have to reach out to our friends at MoDOT and ask them why they changed that.
Yeah, put it back.
Did you notice? I mean, driving around, they did a great job of cleaning up some of the debris. Of course, we talked about that. I cannot stand when people throw trash out of their vehicles.
I know, you've got a big thing about that. Well, I don't think anybody likes that.
So then they spend days cleaning everything up. They get these trash bags, and now the trash bags are still sitting everywhere. And have been going, I think, now today, it's like a week or tomorrow.
No,
so
that's not right.
Well, anyone from MoDOT listening, please pick those trash bags up.
And before we close out here, anybody's listening who's a smoker, how dumb are you to flip cigarettes out in this dry weather? That's pretty stupid.
Yeah, it is dumb.
Yeah.
What do you have fireworks still from the 4th of July?
I don't buy fireworks. I haven't bought fireworks for years. Here's my thing on fireworks. I watched with my dad in San Diego, 4th of July, the big fireworks display from New York, from the Hudson River. And I know this is probably going to make me sound weird, but I don't get the whole fireworks thing. Once you've seen them, it's the same. You could play a video.
They could have put on
video from 5 years ago. It'd be the same thing. And when you go to see fireworks, look, kids love it. I get that. But as an adult, I've never seen one fireworks display that I could say, man, that's not like any other
that
fireworks display I ever saw. It's exactly like them. So I've just never gotten all crazy over fireworks. And when the kids were little, we bought some. But I'll tell you what stopped it for me. We had a neighbor with a cedar shake roof and a bottle rocket. The wind hit it, took it over, caught my neighbor's roof on fire. That pretty much stopped it for me.
Well, you had a close call with one M80 or something, didn't you, one time, too, where you had to chuck it real fast?
Well, I've had a couple. But the fireworks, the neighbor, when you almost burn your neighbor's house down, that puts an end to it.
That does. But, I mean, you got to always remember, after you light it, you got to throw it. You can't hold on to it.
Well, I know that now. Yeah. All right, we're going to let you go. We'll send you some business immediately.
You know how much fun I've had talking to you today?
I'm thinking a lot.
A lot.
Oodles.
Have a great evening. Right,
you're going to have a good weekend. That's my prediction. Talk to you later.
Thanks, kids.
Okay,
bye-bye.
John. All right, we're going to break. We come back, I'll tell you my really goofy, bizarre, crazy story from 1973, July 23rd. You ready to get creeped out on the Big 550 KTRS?
With a look at the roads, here's Frank Ladd with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Frank?
Good afternoon, Tina. We're heavy this afternoon. Southbound on 270 between Clayton Road and Doherty Ferry. Crews are working with a crash as well. Southbound on 270 just past Tesson Ferry. That one has the two right lanes blocked. Could see some traffic building in that stretch there. Westbound Highway 5570 heavy now, crossing into St. Louis on the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound Highway 40, though, it's a good run. Moving well, headed out of the city past Hampton and Hanley, then 270 out to Mason, all the way to the Boone Bridge. Same thing on Highway 70 between the Blanchett Bridge and T.R. Hughes. No problems to report up in North County eastbound on Highway 270 between McDonald and Lindbergh. This update brought to you by Applebee's. Whatever happened to lunch? Fortunately, there's a place where lunch still exists. So reclaim your lunch at Applebee's. Their pick and pair menu offers 75 different combinations of soups, salads, sandwiches, and pastas, starting at just $6.99. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
We know. Yes, we know you've been keeping a space available for that one app you've been waiting for. The one app that other apps have paved the way for. The one app that will make your day. What app is that? The KTRS app, of course. Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. The KTRS phone app for your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and most Androids. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
Most people think that redoing their kitchen with granite countertops would cost several thousand dollars.
Maybe it would at other places.
But not at Granite Busters.
How about 45 square feet of top-selling granite counters, including complete installation?
A stainless steel undermount sink.
A designer faucet.
And the one that the other guys sneak in on you, a professional plumbing hookup.
All for under $2,000.
That's right, $1,999.55 plus tax is your out-the-door price.
Only at Granite Busters.
Stop in and check out their enormous selection of granite at their showroom and huge double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard.
Or call Granite Busters at 636-282-3900.
Countertops, bar tops, vanities, shower surrounds, and fireplaces. There's only one name you need to know.
Granite Busters.
And GraniteBustersSTL.com.
Our family had a savings account. until our air conditioner died.
We had a vacation fund before our refrigerator had a meltdown.
My family has no money, and our water heater just quit.
The truth is, it can only take one home appliance or system repair to bust your budget. But with a home protection plan from American Home Shield, you get to keep more of your hard-earned money because they pay your expensive covered repairs for you. For valuable free information, call 1-800-500-9785. Why pour money into repairs when American Home Shield will pay covered repairs for you? The air conditioner, water heater, plumbing, refrigerator, washer, and more. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade called. Some exclusions and limitations apply. Why would you ever pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs when you can let American Home Shield pay them for you? If you'd rather save your hard-earned money, call for valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage. 1-800-500-9785. That's 1-800-500-9785.
You know, getting your teeth clean can clean out your wallet, too. It's true. If you don't have dental insurance, just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And more expensive things like crowns or root canals, they can cost you hundreds more. But now you can help protect your smile and your wallet for less than a dollar a day, thanks to Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that pays cash for over 300 covered procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. For free information, call now, 1-800-600-9815. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, no matter what your situation, even if you're retired or on Medicare. Plus, you can see any dentist you choose and never have to pay a deductible. So help protect your smile and your wallet for less than
Super Beta Prostate to get a better night's sleep and not have to spend so much time in the bathroom. Take the Super Beta Prostate Challenge and try a free bottle. All you pay is shipping and handling, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. You'll be amazed at how quickly you notice a difference. Get your free bottle now while supplies last. Call 1-800-700-3980. That's 1-800-700-3980. 1-800-700-3980.
Hi, folks. It's Dean Barber, host of America's Wealth Management Show. Despite what you think, estate conservation isn't just about what happens after you die. Besides death, there are plenty of other misfortunes, accidents, injuries, or other misfortunes that may make you unable to manage your own affairs. That time can go more smoothly for you and your loved ones if you prepare ahead of time. At Legacy Wealth Advisors, Kevin Lloyd understands that proper estate conservation can be a challenging process. Join us Thursday, August 2nd at noon and 6 p.m. at the Lodge de Pere and get straightforward explanations of estate conservation options available so you can make decisions for you and those you leave behind. 314-831-6000. There's no cost to attend, but you do need reservations. Estate conservation, August 2nd at noon and 6 p.m. at the Lodge de Pere with Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors. 314-831-6000.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through National Planning Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. Legacy Wealth Advisors, Inc. and NBC are separate and unrelated companies.
What? What'd he say? Let me try to give you the quick version of this. My mother passed away a few years ago. She and I wish we'd had a better relationship, but it was a strange and strained sort of relationship. And I regret that. I wish it had been closer. But she had it's not a gift, it's a curse, this ESP. And I gave like 5-6 just really creepy examples of how this worked. And she was tormented by it, and she couldn't sleep well. She was up most nights walking around. She'd have these horrible dreams. She'd see these visions, these images. And she was just right on the money with them, except for the fact that there were no specific names involved or specific locations. Now, in July of 1973, she called me at about 7 o'clock in the morning before I was going to head out for work. That was a Monday. Now, this would have been Monday. I don't want to give too much away. It was a Monday. Monday, 7 a.m., it's my mother. And she said, "Be careful going to work today." And I've been through this before with her, and I said, "Okay, well, what does that mean?" And I really didn't like it when she did this.
No
she
kidding.
She says, "I know you don't like this." She says, "But I didn't sleep all night. I had this dream." And she says, "All I know is this." She says, "In the dream, on your way to or from work, where you work, there was a horrible, horrible accident." And she said, I said, "What kind of accident?" She said, "I don't know." She said, "But I know this. It was a Monday. you were either going to or from work. Lots of people die. It involves some sort of conveyance, something that carries people, a lot of people. And there's a school involved. She said, that's all I can tell you. Be careful. A lot of people are going to die. Now, your first reaction, mine would be what yours would be. School, a lot of people, school bus.
Uh-huh.
I thought school bus is going to have a wreck. Kids are going to die. I'm going to be in the middle of this. Well, naturally, I drove to work that night. I went to work down 270 to Page. Actually, right here where we are now. From North County, from Lilac, the Lilac exit off of 270. We lived in the Raintree Apartments. I drove to work like a turtle. Every school bus that I saw, every bus of any kind that I saw, I mean, I was so nervous. And I got to work. I thought, well, I'm halfway home. That night, I drove home. I left work at 5 o'clock. It was a typical office job. Everybody's off at 5. I jump on 270. I get home. I make it home. Nothing. I call my mother because I was going to try to prove a point to her. Sometimes you may miss the mark and you may be wrong and maybe nothing will happen. You shouldn't freak people out by doing this. And I called her and I said, well, I made it home from work and I just wanted you to know nothing happened. She says, not yet. And I said, well, you said, she said, I said Monday. In the dream, it's a Monday. That doesn't mean today. 1 week later, on the 23rd of July, 1973, at right around 5:30, just the midpoint when I'm coming home from work, as she said I would be doing, it was a horrible storm, lightning, thunder, and all of a sudden I just start hearing sirens, emergency vehicles. I've never seen so many. Ozark plane crashed while I was on the way home, just out on the outer edge of the UMSL campus, killing 38 people. There's your school, UMSL. There's your transportation device carrying a lot of people, an airplane. Many people killed, 38. And I was, in fact, on a Monday on my way home from work. Creepsville.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I have about 6 or 8 more of those, and they're all equally weird. And, I'm glad I didn't inherit that ability because it's a horrible thing. A lot of black tornadoes. Black tornado in her dreams always meant, you know, somebody's going to die. Now, this is the woman who, when I'm 15, I'm in the kitchen at home and she's washing dishes. We didn't have a dishwasher. So she's, I think, drying a plate. And she stared out the kitchen window, and she just froze like she was in a trance, and she dropped the plate, like in a movie, a scene in a movie. Plate drops and shatters, and I thought she's having a stroke. I said, Mother, what's wrong? And she said, somebody in our family just died right now, just now. Now, my dad's at work. And I thought, oh, my goodness, my dad's not dead. Within a minute, the wall phone, beige wall phone, everybody had one, beige push button, touch tone phone hanging on the wall with a 90-foot cord on it. She picks up the phone, and I hear her say, oh, no, oh, no. We'll get packed tonight. We'll be there as fast as we can. My grandfather, actually step-grandfather, had just fallen off the roof of the house adjusting the antenna and hit the pavement, boom, dead. And it happened exactly when she said, drop the dish, and said, somebody just died. Now that is creepy stuff. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll take some calls. We'll tell some stories. And Dawn Meadows Dixon will also join us to steer us away from or send us to a movie. For 39 years of my life, I have gone to the same dental clinic, and you know that. It's Ballast Dental Care. If you're a longtime listener, I know you know that because I've mentioned it many, many times. I've also mentioned that fairly early on in my life, I have managed to have some pretty good jobs and been able to afford to take care of myself in the sense that I never said, well, I'm going to give up going to the dentist because I can't afford it. Nah, I've been able to go to the dentist once or twice a year all of my adult life. So, and I also could have gone anywhere I wanted because, let's face it, if you can afford one dentist, you can afford another one. If you have dental insurance, it won't just cover one dental clinic. But I've never wanted to go anywhere else. Because from the first time I went to Ballast Dental Care, I remember thinking that I didn't know such a place could even exist. Because my memories of going to the dentist prior to that weren't good ones. And yours may not be ever. Wipe that out of your mind. Get ready for a whole new pleasant experience called Ballast Dental Care. Sedation dentistry, if you're wondering, of course they offer that. All the latest, greatest, whatever, but best of all, the people at Ballast Dental Care. You never have to dread going to the dentist again. The corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Frank Ladd. Frank?
Thanks, Tina. They're still working with that crash southbound on 270 just past Tesson Ferry. That one's got the two right lanes blocked. Use some caution there. Going to be a little bit of volume approaching it as well. Heavy southbound on 270 between Clayton and Doherty Ferry in your normal slow-going section. Westbound 5570, heavy crossing the Poplar Street Bridge. Then your heavy westbound on 64 from the Poplar out to about Jefferson. Highway 40 is a good run. Headed out of the city, no delays all the way out to the Boone Bridge. And they're working with a stall now southbound on 55 at Germania. That one's on the right shoulder. This update is brought to you by the St. Louis Bread Company. Take a break with a fresh fruit smoothie from St. Louis Bread Company. They're blended to order from luscious fruit like black cherry, mango, and strawberry, combined with delicious Stayfold Farm low-fat organic vanilla yogurt. Try one today at St. Louis Bread Company. Frank Ladd in the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center.
Hey everybody, I'm Tom Schneider, Mayor of Floresville. Founded in 1786 with 52,000 people, we're the oldest and largest community in St. Louis County. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city, just minutes from Lambert and never far from the action. We've been enjoying each other, hosting fun events for 225 years. Come join the fun this summer. Our strong economic engine has created tremendous growth in stores and restaurants here. Make Floresville your next place to shop for a shirt, a car, or even your next home. Floresville presents Saturday Night Fever at St. Ferdinand Park Lake, kicking off with Billy Peek's Rock and Blues Band. Then Floresville goes country with rising star Jeff Saver, followed by Smash and the Smash Band, who will rock us a week before Butch Wax and the Hollywoods roll our socks off. The Boeing Employees Concert Band will finish the Saturday Night Zoo. Old Town Partners Wednesday Night Out continues with Jay Astor Music and Stan's Force on historic Bruce St. Francis. Visit www.floresvillemo.com to learn more about the beautiful city and the Valley of Flowers.
From ABC News.